The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
I mean, I did expect a red wave election where I thought the voters would repudiate the Biden candidate. But frankly, that didn't happen. Incumbents won all over the country.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
Trump speaking Tuesday night from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. He says America's comeback starts right now.
What we have built together over the past 6 years is the greatest movement in history because it is not about politics. It's about our love for this great country.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
And it was dubbed the Mansion Tax, but my concern is that most of the people paying this, or most of the entities paying this, are going to be commercial and residential landlords. And I think that could have a very negative effect on private real estate.
On AM 870, The Answer.
We begin each week with a conversation on our series called At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis. Andy Bales is the CEO of Union Rescue Mission and joins us as he does weekly. Andy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
A cold week, gusty winds, freezing overnight temperatures in some locations in the L.A. County area, 40s for downtown, very chilly. LASA, the Los Angeles Homeless Service Authority, said that they had winter shelter, a program available for those who need shelter. The challenge is they don't have 40,000 to 60,000 beds, do they?
They do not. I think there's only like four locations with 150 total beds this year, and so this very cold weather is going to not only cause suffering, but it could very well cause death. The rain and 40 degrees or below is a recipe for death by hypothermia, unfortunately. And more people die in L.A. of hypothermia than die in New York City and San Francisco combined because of the sheer number of people we leave on the streets.
The alert was for Monday through Friday for the Antelope Valley, Tuesday for the Santa Clarita Valley, Wednesday through Wednesday for the Mount Wilson area. And I guess we have to remember that homeless people are not just downtown. That's the warm spot. Some of these other places are even colder than that. A really challenging thing. And then, of course, they're warning the public not to use stoves, barbecue grills, or ovens to heat their homes. There are people out there who are near homeless who can't afford electricity or gas.
Well, the Antelope Valley doesn't have near enough services or beds, and they have many people staying out in RVs in the middle of nowhere in the desert, low on fuel, low on water, low on everything. And I believe that a crisis could be averted by opening up even malls to allow people to come in from the cold.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that, are they?
Probably not, because we just have a heart that allows us to let people suffer on the streets. We, even our election, a lot of the results are the same old status quo of slowly building housing while we leave people on the streets.
I was going to ask you about that. Do you feel like your vision of getting people off the streets, getting them sober, getting them into rehab, was ignored this time again?
Yeah, largely it had a chance and again was ignored. My hope is that Judge Carter, Federal Judge David Carter, gets fed up with the lack of compassion and the lack of urgency in our city and our county, and put some kind of a hammer down and says, you guys have stalled long enough. It's time to immediately shelter and house people as we agreed on But the city and county is kind of feigning agreement with the judge while they continue on the status quo, unfortunately.
Why is that? Why is there a desire to keep things the way it is? I think I kind of sometimes answer that for you, but I'm going to let you do it. The homeless industrial complex?
Yeah, it's greed. It's lack of compassion. It's a belief in allowing people to do whatever they want to do as far as addiction and not caring enough to confront someone in their addiction and direct them back to a path that would bring them health. It's a whole lot of indifference. And sometimes, I think sometimes indifference is worse than hate. Indifference means you absolutely don't care about people when they're suffering. Of course, when you do care, you do want to jump in and save somebody's life immediately. I guess some can judge that as foolish to try to save people's lives who look like they're heading in a different direction. But it's what I've seen my whole life from people who care, and I will always stay optimistic that people's lives can be turned around if intervention is offered. And so, I think there will be a point when LA realizes we've made a big mistake. I just hope it's sooner than later.
Yeah. As we approach Thanksgiving next Thursday, one of the bright spots in downtown and in Skid Row is something that has been a tradition at Union Rescue Mission. Describe how Thanksgiving is celebrated there.
Well, we open up our place for everyone to come and enjoy Grandma's house for Thanksgiving. We make the best possible meals we can make, gathering up turkeys for the last several weeks and months. We get everybody's best recipes together and we make the best dishes possible. And then we invite people in, and not only in for tasty deep fried turkey, but we also hand out a gift bag with lots of good things, including a Bible for everybody in their own language, many languages represented. And it is a time of true Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving that we not only have a safe place to welcome people, but that we have enough food to share with our friends. And it's all been made possible by caring partners and donors and radio listeners and others like you, Larry. So it's a day to be thankful for the blessings that we're able to share.
Speaking of having enough food, how have you been navigating this so-called turkey shortage that's out there?
Yeah, we were in a pinch looking for turkeys, but we finally have rounded up enough to deep fry them, and we made it work, even though it's much more expensive. That's why we lifted our price per meal from, I think it was like $2.54, and we said that doesn't serve a meal, Thanksgiving meal with all the trimmings. So we lifted it to $3.72 per meal, which is more realistic with the inflation and the things that we've endured. But people have stepped up and given, and we're ready.
There's going to be a Bible handed out to each of the participants you mentioned. What's your hope there? That they take this Bible, open it up, and start reading it? Or what do you want to have happen?
Absolutely, yes. We hope that they take it home, they read the stories, they get inspired by the comeback stories that are contained all throughout the Bible and God's miraculous work all throughout the Bible. And we hope what's happened in our hearts happens in their hearts, that they're inspired by God's love, and they recognize that God's love for them made all the difference in the world. So,
yeah. Andy Bales with us, Union Rescue Mission. Andy, each week we've been having you share with us an example of these recoveries of someone seemingly hitting bottom, then finding the Union Rescue Mission, and then making the tangible decision to come indoors and enter the program and successfully complete it. These success stories really are inspiring, and you've told us several, but you know so many people who've turned it around, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have people every day. Just saw a video of one of our workers on our fourth floor, family floor, Alejandra. She came in as a guest and now actually has had her life transformed and is now a staff person here at Union Rescue Mission and welcoming and helping other families. So Alejandra's repeating what has been done for her.
It's very powerful when somebody like Alejandra is guiding and talking with people who are where she was. That's got to be pretty compelling.
Yes, absolutely. And it gives hope to our guests who come in and think there is no hope. But when they find somebody who themselves have escaped homelessness, found a job, and found their own home, it inspires them.
Andy, you are also a reverend, the Reverend Andy Bales. What is the message of Thanksgiving? What should we all take from it in our lives?
Well, I doubt that there's any country in the world who could be more thankful for what God has provided to us. And it's a moment to say, thanks to God that I was placed here in America where there is plenty. And as long as we share, like Thanksgiving causes us to share, we will have plenty. If we get greedy, we won't have plenty. But as long as we practice the art of sharing, we will have plenty. And we can all thank God for that.
Andy Bales is with us, Union Rescue Mission. We are talking about Thanksgiving coming up, and of course, you turn right around, and a few weeks later, it's Christmas. I mean, this is busy season for you, isn't it? How's that?
Yes, it is.
How's that Christmas store going to work this year?
Christmas store is working out well. We're going to have not only the Christmas store downtown at Union Rescue Mission on the rooftop, but we're going to have one at Angela's House on a separate day, and also Hope Gardens on a separate day. So we're going to have three Christmas stores where parents come and shop for their own kids and take gifts home that the parents select, and it makes Christmas possible for all the families and big smiles on the faces.
If anyone listening wants to help out, either round out the Thanksgiving costs or work on the Christmas store items, how can they give? What can they do?
They can go to urm.org, make a gift of any amount, or they can send an email to abales, A-B-A-L-E-S, at urm.org and learn more. And we can't thank you enough. You all make it possible. As I've said many times, we depend completely on private money, because if we take any government money, we have to shift our focus from recovery and life transformation to a harm reduction model where alcohol and drugs freely flow and people are lost.
Andy, we'll talk with you next week.
Thank you so much, Larry.
AM 870, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.